Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his ladder, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today, today is Wednesday, August the 24th, Wednesday, August the 24th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I will spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are talking about today's topic. We want to roll out another book that I'm working on. As you guys know, the goal is I'm trying to knock out 2-3 books a month because there's so much information I like sharing. And one of the topics that I like talking about, again, is esoteric information. And so today's esoteric information, we are talking about the Vatican deception. This is a topic, again, that a lot of people know about. This isn't anything new, but we want to look at it from an angle or from a perspective, again, that may not, that most people are not aware of and haven't addressed. And so when we talk about this, we live in a world that's based upon deception. So everything in this world, again, is the result of the hexagon, hexagram, and hexachord. So since that the world that we live and is based upon this triune hex, we have to understand the partners, if you want to use that term, that's behind this deception. And so when we talk about religion, it's one of those things that's very touchy. So this is a very touchy topic, very touchy subject. Another book I'm working on is called From the Cross to the Cube. Again, that's another very touchy subject, very touchy topic. A lot of the subjects that I talk about are such. So within the walls of the Vatican City, or the Vatican itself, is stored one of the most important treasures of the world. And that's called the Vatican's Secret Archives. What most people don't understand about the Vatican Secret Archives, as I will be sharing in a later series this year, entitled, and another book that I'm coming out with entitled The History. So have you ever thought about the history of history? So history and what it consists of, again, historia, the English word history comes from the Greek word historia, which simply means to make an inquiry. And so history is knowledge acquired by investigation. History is the study of the past, particularly. History is the study of the past as it pertains to the methodology and the development of this idea that we call culture and social norms and hidden codes. So talk about the manipulation of history. That's where the Vatican comes in. So anytime that somebody manipulates something, there is a reason. Now, maybe you don't understand. Now, that's what the whole purpose of the book is. We're having a book sale. Again, we're at the pre-sale or the pre-launch for this particular book because, again, like all of the subjects I talk about, it's revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying a skillful manner in which, again, a person or system exercises control or influence cleverly and unfairly. Let me say it again. The deception, my brothers and sisters, that word deception, again, comes from the word occult, comes from the word parable, or includes the word parable. All of these are terms or words that's found in the Helios Biblios or the Bible. And so when we talk about the Vatican, today's special is about this book that talks about the Vatican control. The normal price or the selling price of this book is, again, $100, like most of my books. Anyone who purchased the books today, from today until August the 27th, the price is cutting half to $49. Anybody that's a member of my Clarinomics program, anybody that, again, has listened to the last series that I did on the family, the $49 price is cutting half down to $24.95. If the book is purchased between August the 24th and August the 27th. The book that's between August the 28th and August the 31st, the end of the month, the sale price is $79. And again, if you're part of my mentorship program, you cut that $79 cost in half. After the 31st, the book comes out on September the 1st. The regular price of the book is $99. For the members of, again, the Clarinomics program, the people who listened to the last series entitled The Family, the paying members, people who paid for that series, again, you can cut that price in half. And so I am rolling out this book to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the Vatican deception. Now, that is very important that you understand the magnitude of this book. I'm not going to, if you notice, I don't know if people notice or not, but let me tell you why. People ask me why. My books are self-published. I don't sell my books on Amazon.com. Many of my books I don't assign a ISBN. I don't register them with the Library of Congress. The reason being is I don't know if you noticed what happened to Dr. Sabi. I don't know if you noticed what happened to William Cooper. I don't know if you know what happened to Maxwell Jordan. I don't know if you would know what happened to Dr. Miles Monroe. I don't know if you know what happened to Delbert Blair. They're no longer on the planet because they published information through the system. Like I said, I was born at night. This was last night. This book is one of the most dangerous books that I've ever written. When you start talking about subjects and topics like this, it is very important that you talk about them delicately, because if it comes across that you are accusatory or that you are aggressively in opposition of the powers that be, they usually cancel your ticket. And so it's very important, my brothers and sisters, because I'm going to share the key. In this book, I share the key to the five star. That subject is a subject that has eluded and escaped most of Christendom. Most don't understand the definition of the term and how the system, how the shadow government skillfully controls and influences, cleverly, unscrupulously, and unfairly, in my humble opinion. The ability to take advantage and exploit and maneuver and engineer and steer and direct and gerrymander, twist someone around their finger. I don't know if you really understand. The only way that you can understand is simply for me to lay out the facts for you, which is what I'm doing inside of this book entitled The Vatican Deception. Because when we talk about the key, and we talk about one of my books that I'm coming out later on in this year entitled, again, The History of History. History has a history. History is not real. History has been manipulated. So the key, again, of the five star. Now, most people don't even know what the five star is. That's the purpose of the book. So in this book, we talk about the key of the five star. In this book, again, I'm not talking about five tails either, by the way. I'm talking about the Pentagon, a.k.a. the Pentagram. The Death Star, if you will. It has a lot of different terms, a lot of different names, my brothers and sisters, but it's very important, again, that we simply understand that even the word Vatican is a dangerous word, just by saying Vatican. Very interesting. And so when we look at these terms and we look at these words, and inside this book, I break down, again, the Hellenistic, Greco-Roman, co-influence. We'll put it that way. And we look at what type of government does the Vatican have. See, the Vatican is the only absolute monarchy left on the planet. Absolute monarchy. We break that down. The Vatican is, again, populated by a group of cardinals. We put that down. There is a supreme pontiff that has absolute power over the executive legislation and the judicial power of the Vatican. The Vatican is a city-state. The Vatican is exempt from a lot of the things that you're not exempt from. That's a reason why. But the most important thing is the Vatican execute laws through this thing called papal bulls. We break that down inside of the book. That nothing happens in history. History is controlled by papal bulls. Now, the papal bull has a seal. The papal bull is written on skin. Some say human skin. And every major event in the history of the world was first written on papal bulls. And so we talk about this inside of this book, The Vatican. And we talk about the Vatican deception because in the Vatican, underneath the Vatican, there is the Vatican secret archives. And inside of these secret archives is what really everyone should be talking about, because there are some things inside of the secret archives of the Vatican and the Vatican Library and this whole conspiracy idea. Like this one book that I quote all the time from called the Codex Gigas. It's a creepy book. You might want to check it out. But again, it's inside the book. And most people can. Now, they say as long as you register in advance and you're part of the in crowd, you know, they'll let you in. And you can walk around, but you can't just show up and just go there. You got to request entrance in advance. And if you are, you know, part of the in crowd, I guess they let you go to the secret library of the Vatican. But the Vatican, again, has some secrets inside the Vatican that they, most of them want to talk about. See, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled off was convincing the world that he doesn't exist. And so the Vatican is a city, but the Vatican is a dangerous city. And we talk about what goes on underneath the Vatican. And again, the reason why I'm doing this book and this series is because there's a new movie coming out called Creators of the Past. It has William Shatner in it and this guy named John Duporté. I think that's how you say his name, a French guy. And again, it's a B movie, low budget movie. But if you do a little searching around, you know, you can find the movie again. The movie is called Creators of the Past. And this movie breaks down something that's very, very literally very unknown, we'll put it that way. And it talks about the Nephilim and the Anunnaki and some of the stuff that I always talk about. But one of the things that it mentions is it talks about the biblical Elohim and the Anunnaki. And inside the Vatican, one of the things that the Vatican knows that most people don't know is that the biblical Elohim and the Anunnaki are the same thing. Now, I've talked about this on many shows before, and whether you believe that or not, again, it's just for study for another time. But another thing that the Vatican knows is what is called, again, chromosome fusing, the fusing of chromosomes together. Now, some people call that genetic engineering, genetic manipulation, so on and so forth. But there is a deeper story that goes on or that has happened, we'll put it that way, in the past. And this book, not this book, but this movie that was created that stars one particular gentleman that used to work for the Vatican and was fired. And this gentleman, again, by his name of Mario Baglino. Now, he's like another gentleman that used to work for the Vatican that's no longer on the planet. And I talk about him a lot because he wrote a book called The Mushroom and the Cross, if I remember correctly. And he's no longer on the planet because he was one of the individuals that was called by the Vatican, hired by the Vatican, and then interpret ancient documents. And once he interpreted those ancient documents, he was removed, we'll put it that way, because of his findings of the ancient documents. Another thing that we talk about inside of this book is that most people believe that all of the artifacts, all of the things that are all of the texts, all of the books, a lot of the stuff that's been provided for us. The gentleman's name was John Allegro, by the way, that I'm talking about. And again, I mentioned John Allegro. I've talked about John Allegro. The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross, I think I said it differently, was a book that I was referring to. So he was hired. He researched some stuff. He came back. He denounced everything that he believed, and then he wrote this book called The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross. Now, I read this book, man, 20 years ago. I talked about this, years ago. Nothing new, but again, this is something that most people have never heard of. Just like, I don't know if you noticed, but have you seen published on ABC, NBC, CNN, the death of Dr. Miles Monroe or the death of Dr. Sabin, or the fact that Dr. Sabin was in prison for 3 months prior to his death? You know, it took him that long to get him sick, because obviously the guy was in his 80s and he was in, you know, pristine health. And there, you know, he was arrested because he just had a lot of money in his pocket. The story says he had like $30,000, upwards of $30,000 in his pocket. I don't know. Maybe it is a crime. I'm not sure. to cross, you know, from, because, again, he was going from the United States because, you know, he was wanted in the United States for practicing medicine without a license and for healing. You know that it's illegal in the United States to say that you can cure a disease or anything that is listed by the FDA as a disease. You cannot say and you cannot post, you cannot advertise that you can cure a disease by natural means, with plants or biology. It is illegal. The gentleman posted on Facebook, a guy that, you know, and I was just about, you know, I was thinking about buying some of his products. He just got rated by the FDA. And Rand Shack, another good friend of mine down in Houston, again, same thing happened to him. His house got raided by the FDA. All his computers, everything that he has was taken. John Allegro, you know, mysteriously slipped and fell after he interpreted the Dead Sea Scrolls, and what he said was in the Dead Sea Scrolls destroyed a lot of people's belief system. But then, more importantly, the carbon dating of the Dead Sea Scrolls was a bigger issue. So I hope you understand that just because something is discovered and it is carbon dated and proven, they taught us how to carbon date stuff in the police academy, how to make a new doctrine, how criminals make birth certificates. So in order for me to detect it when I arrested somebody, I had to be able to see if their documents was forged, so they taught me how to forge documents. And it's very interesting how you do it with, you know, you just need an aquarium, you need an airtight thing, you need some smoke, you need some lemons, you need, you know, and I think it was in one of the movies that Dan Brown made. In other words, there's people that forge or they manufacture artifacts. They discover those artifacts mysteriously. They just happen to be walking around. They said that three little kids or three dudes was walking around in the Qumran Caves in 1947 or 60, whatever it was, and they just happened upon the Dead Sea Scrolls, and they found these ancient documents. People paid millions of dollars for them. But how do we know that those documents are actually real documents? Well, if we don't, we're supposed to take their word for it. Well, one thing I learned a long time ago, I don't take nobody's words for nothing. I don't trust nobody. So in this book, I talk about some stuff that's very dangerous to your theology. Most of the stuff I talk about is very dangerous to your theology. Why does the Pope wear the same hat that the Dagon priests wear? Why is the Pope called a Pontiff? What does the name, what does the word Vatican mean? Why do so many states of the Anunnaki, so many ancient pictures of the Anunnaki are with pine cones? And why in the center of the Vatican is a pine cone? Why does the Vatican look like a key? And it's pointing and it goes on. I have the picture on the cover of the book. And it points to a part of the, again, the holy city, as they call it, that looks exactly like a five-pointed star. The key of Solomon, is going into this lock. So it's the key that unlocks the five-pointed star, the key that opens the system. It is actually stranger than fiction. See, the Vatican is not a place where you go and, you know, find God, at least not the one that I serve. So we have to understand now, what does the swastika have to do with the Vatican? And what does the SS, the sound spread spectrum? Now, I've done a good many shows on that back in the day, especially right after I got out of the military and left law enforcement, because that's where that weapon is used, the SSS. What does it have to do with the Vatican? And what does Pope Francis' coat of arms have to do? And what does the papal mitre, why does it have the mitre, again, which is the hat that looks like a fish? Now, the coat of arms, again, it's like an emblem, again, that they wear on all of the jackets. And what about the head cover worn by the cardinals and the pope that dates back, again, to 4,500 years before Christianity, the Dagon priests? So you see, my brothers and sisters, why does the Vatican have thousands and thousands of ancient documents and texts that you can't read? I'm just asking the question. Well, we want to answer some of those questions. I can't answer all of them, but I can answer a few of them for you inside of the book entitled The Vatican Deception. Again, for all of my regular customers, again, if you pick up that copy of that book between today and I think the 29th is Friday. Again, I try to make this as affordable as I can, but, again, I do this full-time. This is how I take care of my family. And, again, you cannot give somebody something for free. You should never want to take anything for free because, again, you're just hurting yourself. You can only receive what you give and use value. So the information in this book does you no good unless you put some effort into obtaining it. You can't offer anything up to God that has not first cost you something. And so if you order the book between August the 24th and 27th, again, the price of the book is $49. Simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation, make the $49 donation. September 1st, I should ship out the book for you. Again, we're talking about the PDF copy. If you want a hard copy, same price, you just got to throw in another $10 for shipping and handling, depending on what part of the country, if you're in the U.S. Again, if you're part of the Clarinomics program, if you are someone who paid for the last series, The Family, even if you paid for the series before that, again, where we talked about the standard, since you are, and again, all of my regular listeners who support me, you know, the $49 is cut in half. So for anybody that's a part of the Clarinomics 101 mentorship program, you want a copy of this book, which I highly recommend. You get a copy of this book, again, it's $24.95. So $24.95 between the 24th and the 27th. From the 28th through the 31st, again, $79, part of the program. Half of 79 is, you know, whatever it is, 49, 39, whatever it is. So half of 39 for the members of the group. After the first, okay, the regular price for everyone is going to be $99. Again, everybody that participated in the last series, half of that for you, $49. After September the 1st. So pick up a copy of this book because this book, again, is a cookie blower. It's going to really assist you with understanding the system that we live in so that way, again, you can proceed with both eyes wide open because my brothers and my sisters, there is some very strange things that has happened in this dimension and in this world. The biggest and one of the greatest exceptions, again, is what is called the Motic Cross. And, again, as I talk about in my next book, The Cross and the Cube, it's understanding the dragon's tail, which I break down inside of the book. And so that way you can see how all of this tie in, this whole what they call the Black Pope, and Black Gender, and Black Lives Matter. Who funds Black Lives Matter? It was, you know, I'm just wondering. Now, there's a Black Pope. There's a Black Jesuit priest. There is what is called the Black Manchurian Candidate. There's also something called the Black Agenda. And then there is the Black Lives Matter. But it has nothing to do with the color black. It has nothing to do with black people. This is what is called, again, the black left. And so they use this term because, again, it has to do with the manipulation of the powers that be. So we discussed that a little bit in the book as well because a lot of people don't really understand, again, the five-pointed star. So in the five-pointed star, or in the book, we break down and we spend a little bit of time talking about the Eiffel Tower. We talk about the five-pointed star. We talk about, again, all of how the pentagram and how the Pentagon are interrelated. And we talk about, again, the horned goat. That's a part of, again, part of how all of the five-pointed pentagram or what the five-pointed pentagram is all about. So the Vatican is a system that unlocks the five-pointed pentagram that most will mistake for the Star of David because one has 5 points, the other has 6. And so it's very important that we understand the difference between Samael and the Star of David because they look like the same, but Satan is a copycat. And everyone, again, knows. Well, not everyone, but everyone should know that, again, he has a copy. So he makes a copy of all of the originals. So every original, everything that God has, there is a copy of it. And the copy is being presented as the original. So we must understand the story of the Rephaim, which is the inverted pentagram. And some people call it the goat of Hamas. But we also have to understand, my brothers and sisters, and that's all of the things that's discussed inside of this book. That is why it's very, very important for you to get a hold of a copy of this book. And again, this book just helps you to understand what's going on in the system today of the goal, which is to take many gods and promote one voice. And Christ consciousness is a term they use, which is one of the reasons why I almost changed, because Christ consciousness is a very dangerous word. Because when you say Christ consciousness, what exactly are you saying? That's why one of the books later on this year that we will be discussing is the book Christ Consciousness. And I can reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify exactly what the New Age version of Christ Consciousness is and exactly what the spiritual version of Christ Consciousness. So when you say Christ Consciousness, the New Age world, the powers that be, they say Christ Consciousness too. And they are talking about the Morning Star Administration. I never say Morning Star Administration. I say the Messianic Administration and the Fallen Star Demonstration. The word Morning Star means Jupiter. That's why the movie Jupiter Ascending, talking about the Morning Star. And in this book, I talk about the Morning Star that's going to show up that you are going to believe is Jesus Christ. And it ain't him. But it's going to look like him. It's going to act like him. It's going to walk like him. It's going to talk like him. And like the Bible says, he's going to perform a lot of miracles. Like it says in Thessalonians, in the book of Thessalonians says it, and he says that that's going to be a great falling away, and everybody's going to fall for it. Because you can't tell the difference. The enemy, there's human beings walking around. I just posted a picture of the guy on my Facebook page that looked like a human being, he walked like a human being, he talked like a human being, and he's not a human being. So believe me, please go to my website. I'm going to have his picture inside the book. I have his name and his picture and his organization inside of my book, Technotronics. Technotronics is the new God. Technology is the new devil. Technology, my brother, where they get it from? They have quantum computers that use information from parallel universes. What? So how in the world can a computer go outside of this dimension, get information, and bring it back into this dimension, and you use it? Can somebody break that down for me, please? Now, I'm a pretty sharp cookie. I read a lot of stuff. But have you researched quantum computing? I have. I'm just waiting for the Dr. Price. I'm going to go buy me a couple of them. Do you know how quantum computers work? Better yet, do you know how your TV works? The TV works in the same system. You know, the guy, I talk about the cathode ray tube, and the guy that invented the cathode ray tube, just like Nikola Tesla. How in the world, Nikola Tesla, right now you can take a light bulb and you can put it inside of a potato, a white potato, and the light bulb will turn on. How? Do you think potatoes? Now, Dr. Sabi talks about this all the time. This is inside the Vatican as well, that they don't want you to know. That's why in the book I talk about, again, chromosome fusion. And so most of the food that you eat is the result of genetic manipulation and chromosome fusing. That's underneath the Vatican. You never know. And I talk about it inside of my book, Theosophy and Nutrition, where I talk about nightshade vegetables. Now, I know if I still eat it, but I still limit myself. Do you know what nightshade vegetables do? I've already did the series on it, talked about it 5 years ago. Nightshade vegetables, they don't take their energy source from the sun. They get their energy from the moon, from Lilith, or from Ina. What does that mean? Well, to the average Joe, nothing. But we're not the average Joes. If you're part of the Christ Conscious Metaphysical Assembly, you will be taught this. This is what I do for a living. I take my job very seriously because this is my purpose. I stay up late. I get up early. I'm running after 3 hours of sleep, feel like a new man, get ready to go to the gym. I don't know if you understand, my brothers and sisters. Everything that you've been taught is a lie. Let me just put it that way. Everything that you eat has no nutritional value, zero. Even the sun that you go out and get your energy, is that really the sun? How do you know that's the sun, the real one? Or is that just a light bulb that somebody put up in the sky? Is the moon really the moon? Have you heard of Tiamat and what happened in Tiamat? So this information is in the Vatican. So you're supposed to make a decision about your eternal salvation without all of the knowledge. So you got half of the information, and you're basing your decisions on how you live your life on half of the information, and that's why your life is not successful. So we got to make sure that we get all of the pieces of the puzzle. Then we can make an educated decision, because now we got all. Now you know this, and you know what I'm saying is true. You know something is missing. You know somebody's lying to you. You know that you've been doing things that you think the right way, and your life is still effed up. And you know something is off. You can't put your finger on it, but you know. Just like in the Matrix, you know something's, man, something's not right. You just don't know what it is, but you know something is not right. We all do. We got this internal. This internal clock, we got this internal spirit that tells us something is off, but we don't know what it is. I just have dedicated my life to finding out what it is. And when I find it out, like I promised God on January the 1st of 2009, you tell me the truth, I'm going to sit and tell everybody that'll listen. And that's what I'm doing. So, brothers and sisters, again, this is the pre-sale. Book comes out September the 1st. The title of the book is The Vatican Deception, The Hidden Documents. What does the Vatican know that they don't want you to know? We break it down inside of this book. Like I said, the cost, again, rolling scale, if you purchase it from today, Friday, especially for the members of the group, it's only $24.95. So please pick up the copy of the book this week if you possibly can swing it. If not, pick it up next week. If not, pick it up after when it comes out on the 1st. Brothers, sisters. This is a dangerous book, man. This is really a book. I was really kind of taken aback. It was tough writing this book. It's tough reading it because it's just like, man, there's people really who thinks of stuff like this? Why? I mean, everything's going great. Why would you do something like that? I don't, you know, why? But there are entities that don't have your best interest at heart. They don't like you. And we got to wrap our brain around that, but it's just tough for us to do that. Brothers and sisters, again, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever do what these people are trying to do, and that is to manipulate, control, swindle, troll large clumsy demons. There are large clumsy demons. They are trying to con you. Don't fall for the con, because we got a date with eternity. And I will, my brothers, I will, my sisters, see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams. come true. You